All right, so as promised, this is my new podcast. My name is Cynthia Thomas, and I am going to start with a lot of issues that I think a lot of young women around my age, around 25 through 30, really don't get a chance to express themselves with. So this is called A Journey to Becoming a Stronger Woman. This is about links that I went through, the journey that I'm going through to get where I am and how I'm getting where I am. So I'm going to start with something that recently happened. So there was someone I was in love with, and you know, I thought that things would change, but they didn't. There was a lot of there was a lot of mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual abuse. And this is part one. And this chapter is called A Scorned Woman. So for 5 months, I was dealing with a lot of pain. There were good times, there were bad times. I'm not going to mention a person's name. But as a woman, I knew what was going on. And as a woman, I knew that the guy was doing something that he wasn't supposed to do. But at the same time, there wasn't a title. So in his eyes, I can't trip on things. But when you're sexually involved with someone and they're being submissive, feelings are going to happen. Things were led on, and eventually, yes, I was broken. Recently, I found a condom in my car, and it broke me. It broke me very bad. I prayed and prayed and asked God to send me signs, and that's what he did. I also prayed and asked for clarification, and my instincts were never wrong. So everyone has a day called Mad Day. And when Mad Day comes, that's when the truth comes out, as everyone knows. So when Mad Day came, I put his clothes out, and I told him, "You have to leave." I knew where he was. And I'm not going to mention all that. But I knew where he was, and I also knew that they were still messing around. The day came, and we didn't get into a physical altercation, more verbal and emotional and mental thing. He was banging on my door, and I called the police. I was scared that he was going to break in. I was scared that I was going to get beaten. I was really scared that I thought that this guy was going to kill me, being that I'm the mother of his child, and I have I have another child on the way by this man. A thing about us, about women, is, and what a lot of younger people don't know, is we go through a stage where we're extremely stupid for someone. In this case, yes, I was extremely stupid. If anybody asked me why I took him back, I would tell them I don't know. Because I really didn't know. I don't know if it was love, lust, or the fact that I was lonely and I wanted company. And I thought, maybe him, because I've been knowing this guy for like so many years. This is the father of my child. So that's what I did. Now, between those 5 months, I lost a lot. I lost my mom, our relationship pretty much went rock bottom. I lost a couple of friends. They're still not existed. I lost myself, most importantly, because I was so wrapped up into this guy. I thought that he was going to change. I thought if I do this, if I do that, he was going to change. But that guy's, he just wasn't into me. And I was to myself, not an ugly woman. I have so much stuff going for myself. And he used to tell me the same thing. He used to tell me he don't want to leave. It's a reason why he's putting up with the things that he's putting up with. But I didn't know that his motives were to use me again. We've been through this like 3 times. I thought that him being incarcerated would have changed him, but it didn't. But back to the day. I was fed up with the beating. I was fed up with the mental abuse. I was fed up with the emotional abuse. I was totally fed up. And I was pushed to my limit. So he came back to get his things, and when I tried to close the door on him to come in, he bust through the door. I ran to the bag and I grabbed a gun. I wasn't thinking when I grabbed it, and I pointed it at him. And I could see the fear in his eyes. I could see that he couldn't believe that I actually did that. I couldn't believe I actually did that, because I used to talk about, yeah, I'm going to get a gun. I'm going to scare him off. And it was beating me. There are signs when you are a scorned woman. You accept a lot of things that you shouldn't. You accept getting treated like you're nothing because you don't know who you are anymore. You're so consumed into this person, you fall weak, and sometimes their lies so good that you will become so consumed into it that you'll believe in it, and it'll make it seem like it's you. And I'm here to tell you, it's not you. I had a spiritual breakthrough, and one night I was laying in my bed and something said, get up and stand up for yourself. Love yourself. And this is why I call this chapter A Scorned Woman. 2 days after that happened, I cried. I cried because I was scared. I cried because I was hurt. I cried because I didn't understand it. But I allowed so many things to happen because I really wanted to be with this person, because that was the person I was in love with. And he knew I was in love with him, but he took advantage of it. You have to be careful about venting and giving your all to one person if they're just not that into you. Sometimes it's hard to tell. But that's a part of learning. When you go through a lot of things with someone, you have to learn from your mistakes. Now, a lot of people ask me, am I going to take him back? The answer is no. Reason for that is, I prayed to God and asked him to remove this man. And if I continue to go back, the next time God won't save me. I lost myself. And I was recently called stupid because I have a baby by him. But the same person who called me stupid is back with him. So we're both stupid for the same guy. Do I wish any bad on him? No, I don't. But I'm here to tell you, when God delivers you from something, take heed to what he did. That means God is favoring you and he has something awesome in store for you. I was lost. I didn't know if God was listening to me when I cried and cried and cried. But he did listen. Sometimes God would get fed up with how his people get treated. God looks in your heart. He looks at your soul. And I only wanted the best for this guy because I knew he had so much potential. I knew that he can be something great. I spoke greatness over him sometimes. And sometimes people just don't want to take, they don't want to take that. They're consumed in what they believe that they are. And as a woman, when you try to speak over a man and he doesn't want to be spoken over, just let it go. If he wants to be consumed into what he thinks he is, he's going to become that. I don't have any ill will against him, because like I said, that's the father of my children now, because I have, like I said, I have another one on the way by him. It's going to take time for me to forgive. But when you pray for a deliverance, let God do his will. You just step aside and you let God do his will. When God said he would make your enemies your footstool, that's what he means. And God will give you a seat at the table to look at your enemies. And once they start coming back crying, you have to be strong enough to tell them no. That is my challenge. I was a scorned woman for 5 months. I lost myself. I wasn't focused on a lot of things because I was wrapped up into this guy. Now, I said I was a scorned woman for 5 months. I would not speak that over myself. This is my journey. And each and every day I'm going to talk about my journey, what I'm going to do to overcome this heartbreak a third time again. It's a hurting feeling, but this is going to only make me a greater person. You can't trust everybody with your word. You can't trust everybody with your story. You can't trust everybody with your heart. Some people's intentions are to use you and break you, and to not build you. You have to watch out for those people, because they come in so many forms. And another thing, the devil will come in forms, in human forms. He will come in somebody that you really, really, really love, and that you'll forget that you're serving God. So tomorrow I will continue the journey to becoming a stronger woman, the strength of a woman. And this is my mini testimony that I wanted to share with you guys. If you have any comments, concerns, or questions, or any topics that you want me to discuss, just let me know. You can follow me on Instagram. That's Cynthia_DEE_. Snapchat, QueenCCUEEN_CEE. Facebook, Cynthia Thomas. I don't be on Twitter, but you can feel free to ask me anything on this podcast. Or if you like to join in, you can.